Welcome back to another episode of the Double or Nothing podcast. We are on NFL week six this week. After not the best week for Dylan and I in terms of our picks, but we move on and we keep going. We keep grinding these games out. A couple tough bad beats for us last week. I know my standpoint, 1-2 in my favorite picks and 5-9 overall.
Yeah, not good, not good. I think we went the same. I went 5-9 as well. Didn't hit a best bet, so wasn't great. Some of the best bets were a little bit bad, like, you know, bad break-ish, I guess you could say, just because Josh Allen single-handedly lost the game for the Bills. Yeah. or coaching, whatever you guys decide it is. I don't know who decides to launch the ball three times downfield, like when they could have ran the ball and...
And game same for you, you know, with the Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals, bad break. I mean, you know, shanked field goal, Bengals kind of. I wouldn't go as far as to say. I mean, they pretty much outplayed the Ravens for most of the game, or at least played so. At the same level, if not a little bit higher than the Ravens all game. And
they had a 10-point lead
for
a majority.
Bad break, shanks an easy field goal, and they lose that. I mean, we take the Colts at 2.5 or whatever the hell we took them at. It closes at 3.5, which we kind of had a good vision that that's where it was going to end up, because you even stated in your take that Jonathan Taylor is trending towards not playing. So
yeah, for not practicing.
So like all these games, when we're taking them, like we're taking them on Sunday and we're getting them at the proper lines, and we're getting maybe, not that we're cashing out big on individual games, but like in our parlays or teasers, we're taking them at higher numbers. But like you're doing this podcast on a Wednesday, it's like fucking hard, you know, so you wind up catching some pretty bad breaks with stuff like that. But I mean, that's the name of the game, you know.
Like I said, I mean, a lot of the sharps pick apart the lines on Monday when they come out. The injury report doesn't come out till Thursday or Friday, so you're kind of picking at the lines that have already been picked apart
and it's like, yeah,
and trying to make the best of it. But we'll try to do a better job. Like the Colts one, like you said, I pointed out Jonathan Taylor trending not to playing, should have said, hey, why don't you wait until...
Yeah, but I think we have in the past done
that. Oh, yeah, we
like,
have.
We were definitely doing our best to say that. But, like, it's tough. What are you going to do? Say every game, wait until the line goes to a certain number? Like, you can't do it for every game.
I know.
Obviously, that's what we're thinking in our heads, you know? And like you said, 99% of the time, if I'm going to bet big on a game, I'm buying to the push anyway. So, like, if I was to bet big on the Bengals individually, let's say, like, you think I would have just taken the Bengals plus 2.5 for all that money? Like, no, I'm either going to take the Bengals money line or I'm going to buy it to 3, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, that's just the way, that's the way you're going to bet the game.
Or you'll take them in a teaser.
Yeah.
Plus 12.5.
100%. So for the record's sake, obviously, you got to roll with what's out there.
Of course.
But, you know, or like even you said, a 6-point teaser, you know, like if you're taking a two team 6-point teaser, you're taking the Bengals to 8.5, you know?
And if you took them with the Colts 8.5, then you win.
100%. So that's kind of the way we gamble. But for the sake of the picks and for the sake of just discussing the games, we got to just give whatever the line is.
Yeah.
And it's going to result in bad beats. But that's everybody who's doing this shit. So
yeah,
it
so
just is what it is.
We have bad beats that go our way and we have them that go against us.
Yeah, 100%.
So, happens all the time. So we got NFL week six. A lot of mediocre teams in the NFL, it seems like, this season. No one has really risen to the top outside of, like, the Chiefs, I guess.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that all the teams are mediocre as much as it is just everybody's gotten better, which in a big picture stance makes it look like all these teams are mediocre. I just think all the teams are, like, better than they've been in the past.
Yeah,
you know?
See, like, there's more teams averaging 2+ field goals made every game. I think,
unless I bet on them,
you see a lot of teams are really shifting towards the bend don't break. We'll give them the 3 points. Don't want to give them the 7. They're playing, you know, they're dropping the safeties back, and then when they get closer to the red, you see so many more field goals this year than years in the past. So scoring has been down on the year as a whole, but last week it actually had an uptick from what it was in the prior 4 weeks. So
I think the NFL's done a good job at evening the league out. Like, it's very difficult. Yeah. NFL used to be a fairly easy sport to gamble on.
I think they want more points. They want more points. I thought, like, the field, they really thought the kick returns with teams bringing them to the 30 or 35 would, you know, result in an uptick in scoring a little bit. Instead of 25, you get the ball at 35. But teams are just kicking it out of bounds letting these teams start 30 and say, you know what, we're not going to let you return it to the 35-40. Like, we're not going to give you the extra first down. You start with the ball at the 35, hey, you know what? Two first downs, you're in field goal range.
Yeah. It's a different dynamic this year for sure, but you know, it's a little bit of an adjustment you got to make. And we're right at that point where it's either you're going to make the adjustment or you're going to fall.
<you're not.
laughs> Yeah. You know, but
and this is the point of the season where you kind of, you know what teams are at this point. I feel like, how they've played enough different opponents to where you can kind of get a read off them. Some teams have looked great. Some you're like, wow, not what we expected early on, but we'll get right into it here. We'll start with the first game like normal. We'll start with the Thursday night game and then go all the way to the Monday night game. But Thursday night games have been great so far this year. Last week we had the great Bucks-Falcons game, went in overtime. Kirk just went crazy. Bravo for him turning around the bad primetime Kirk spot that I've been blasting him for. He completely turned it around. But this week we have the 49ers at the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
49ers are -3.5. Over under 48.5.
Seattle fucked me last week. That was a devastating play. That not only kills the idea of the points bet, but kills the teasers along with it, because looking at that play as, okay, he's probably gonna miss because I bet on the game, but you know, I could take a little bit of the loss. Or if he makes it and switches my luck around, Seattle's got some momentum going into overtime. They get the ball. They could go down, score, lose a half a point. But instead, they block. Then they block it. I'm like, okay. I thought the guy jumped over the center, but I don't really understand the ruling on that.
I lost the ruling because it's like you can't jump over the center, but he jumped in between the center and the guard. So where is the line?
Yeah, I don't get it. But, hey, power to him. He jumped over, blocked the ball. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Then the guy picks it up and starts running. And I'm saying to myself, Seattle has no timeouts. Like, there's no way he's going to run this in, right? I mean, he's just going to lay down at the one. Like we've seen every other player do. Like, you know. Because
that's a special teams.
Even the Giants themselves did it with Singletary the other week when everyone thought he was going to run it in. He drops himself at the one. So I thought he was going down at the one for sure, or at least just going to fall down on the ball, kneel it out, game over. But instead, he runs it right in. So not only did I lose the money, as most money possible on the points bet from that play, but it also turns around and crushes the teasers you have. Because I have Seattle +3.5.
3.5 on a 10.
So I'm looking at the screen and just like absolutely stunned. And just like that might have been like the worst beat I've taken in 11 years of gambling. I mean, obviously the Giants played fantastic. Danny Dimes looked great. The defense stepped up. I mean, they go into a game against a team that I think universally everybody believed was better than the Giants. The Giants have their two star players missing, and you know, they come out of there with a win. They look great. So whatever. But
it's bad
break either way.
Yeah,
But in back on track with the Thursday night game. It's a tough spot because you think that Seattle is in a pretty big position to bounce back. I mean, two losses in a row here, but they are going back on back-to-back short weeks, right?
Yeah.
Back-to-back short weeks. San Fran's also coming off a heartbreaker. It looks like they kind of lost two pretty recently. Like, they gave up that huge lead against the Rams and lost. They gave up a lead against Arizona and lost. And that doesn't really strike me as the San Fran culture, you know, to kind of have these leads and blow them. So, tight division game. I would normally lean 3.5, but I think San Fran's going to beat Seattle here. So I'm going to weigh the 3.5. Going with the 3.5 hasn't gotten me much this year. So I'm just going to roll with who I think is the better team. And Seattle's really banged up, and they're on double short weeks. So give me San Fran -3.5.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle looked like they were probably in a flat spot last week, coming off a game against the Lions. Probably overlooking the Giants in retrospect and saying, oh, we got San Fran on a short week next week. Total flat spot for them. Mm-hmm. So that's on us totally for not seeing that. But I'm with you. I'm take the 49ers -3.5. The half point sucks. But you know what? Seattle's got three defensive starters out already. You know, and it's like this is a San Fran offense that can put up a lot of points, as we know. And the 49ers just really, you know what, they've, I believe they've ran the most red zone plays in the NFL. at some point they just started, they got to start converting them to points. You know, they get down there every single time. So this Seattle defense, you know, they kind of let Danny Dimes and them have their way the entire
game. Without Malik Nabers and Singletary, and like these guys stepped up, Slayton stepped up.
Yeah, Tracy stepped up. Tracy, like yeah.
Daniel Dimes just flat. Daniel Jones just flat out looks good. You know, I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, he looks good. He's not turning the ball over.
Nope.
He's throwing the ball well downfield. He's moving with his legs really well.
You got to give him props. I mean, they still had like five drop passes. Wandell can't catch, and Slayton dropped like three passes as well.
Yeah, and also like the Giants defensive front has been playing good. Like Giants look better than I gave them credit for. So you got to take the loss when you can. I still don't necessarily believe that they're as good as maybe their fans are starting to believe. But you can't take credit away from how well they've played.
No.
So,
but saying that, I think the 49ers offense could do exactly that. They could do the same thing the Giants did, obviously, and just move the ball at will.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I have much more confidence in San Francisco coming out and winning this football game than I do Seattle. And I know the 3.5 is – that's why it's at the 3.5. But yeah. I think San Fran is going to win this football game, and I'm pretty confident in it. So I would take the 3.5.
Love it. All right, we're going to move on to the Sunday games now. Our first one we have is a London game, 9:30. The native London team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, against the Chicago Bears. Can get the Jaguars +2 right now. Over under is 44.
Yeah, I mean, I got dogged for saying I was going against Caleb Williams in that game, and he looked great.
Yep.
But I'm probably going to get dogged again because I don't necessarily know how much of that was Caleb Williams as much as it was Carolina's defense is bad, man. Like, bad. Like,
awful.
They're really bad. Yeah. Like, really bad. I don't want to take too much credit away because Caleb Williams did do some crazy things in his dropbacks. He was extending plays, spinning off the tackles, running
DJ
around.
DJ Moore looked awesome.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they look good. And obviously, I said even in my original pick that Chicago's defense is official. But I knew that going in. I assumed that Dalton was going to be able to go out there and score 17 to 21 points, and I kind of just thought that was enough with the four to get a win. They didn't do that. They scored 10, and even if they scored 21, it didn't matter because – so I was just as wrong as you could be on that game.
The offense produced as much as you thought they were
gonna. Yeah. I mean, like, fucking Caleb Williams just – he looked good, but – I can't get too ahead of myself because Carolina's defense was just that bad. They're really, really, really bad. So,
is the Jaguars defense any better?
This is definitely better than Carolina.
This is a London spot, though.
They're definitely better than Carolina. But yeah. I get what your point is. Your point is maybe they're not that good. And I don't necessarily disagree. I love a Jaguars in a teaser, but that's not what we're doing. I'm gonna take the Jags getting two. I'll probably get dogged in the comments again. Everyone's gonna say I'm a Bears hater and whatever, but give me the Jags in a basically a home game. You know, +2.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Jags +2 again. I think this is a spot that Caleb Williams is gonna be really unfamiliar with, and this is really home field advantage for the Jaguars, who, listen, they haven't looked that great either, but their offense showed tons of signs of life last week against the Colts. Not that the Colts defense is any great, but you know what? Their team as a whole, they looked good enough to where I'm confident to take them in a London spot and say, you know what, the Bears, I'm not going to bank on them having two great offensive weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going out on a limb there.
No. I mean,
these London games are weird. Like you said, if a teaser spot, great for the Jaguars. But for a picking spot, I'll take the Jags.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for much more from Caleb Williams, but I also have to take a little bit of credit away just due to the fact that the Panthers are just really, really bad defensively, much worse than I thought they were coming into that game.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't believe some of the stuff I was watching in that game. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, granted... You know, whatever. Caleb Williams played good, but I gotta see it against a better defense. Not to say that the Jags are really that, but I'll take the Jags in this spot in London.
Love it. All right, we got a pretty electric game here. The Cardinals at Green Bay. Green Bay is -5.5, over under 47.5.
Yeah, wow. We're starting with a lot of my hot takes from last week.
Just a lot of your
great. Yeah. I'm not a Jordan Love guy, and last week didn't change that. The worst play of the game was that pathetic interception he threw, falling down in the end zone. He literally just gifted the Rams a touchdown. It was pathetic. It really was. But Green Bay's team overall, I'll stay with the same take I had. Green Bay's team overall is good, man. I mean, their defense is good. Everything about the Packers outside of Jordan Love is good.
Yeah.
5 points just seems like it's a little much, especially because I believe so heavily in the Cardinals and their offense, and I think that they can go out and score points. Five seems like a lot. Three,
five
I might
half,
have
you're at even
so five and a half. Yeah. So I mean, at three here, I'd probably have to fucking bite the bullet and take my fucking nemesis here, Jordan Love. But at 5.5, I'm gonna take the Cardinals. Give me the Cardinals at 5.5.
Jordan Love is a complete gunslinger. And I love it because so is Kyler Murray a little bit. This offense, both offenses can score a lot of points. And you know what? If Jordan Love turns the ball over, that's okay for my pick because I'm going to go over 47.5. So turning the ball over just creates more scoring opportunities for the Cardinals. I know that means, say, maybe you should like the Cardinals then, but both two high power offense. The Cardinals defense is very suspect. And you know what? I think the Cardinals can kind of score on anybody, and they kind of proved that last week against San Fran. So over 47.5 does not seem like enough for two high power offenses. So
yeah, I like that. I like that pick.
All right. Next game we got the Washington Commanders, Dylan's favorite team, at Baltimore Ravens. The line right now, Ravens -6.5, over under 51.5.
Oof, man. I mean, the Ravens are going to run all over the Commanders. I mean.
Yeah.
Commanders have looked better on defense, but I guess how much credit do you give that defense for holding the Browns to a certain amount? The Browns are the worst team in the NFL. You know, I'm not going to get too high. Commanders defense has turned a corner. I don't think they have. I don't think they're very good. And I think Lamar is going to do the same thing he's done against all these average defenses. He's going to go out. They're going to run the ball. They're going to put up a lot of points. What's the over under on this game?
51.5.
Should be. Yeah, 6.5 points. You know what? 51.5. I mean, this is a tough spot for me. I'm a big Lamar guy, huge Jaden Daniels guy, obviously. And I do think the Ravens defense hasn't proved anything to me. So I do think Jaden Daniels is gonna go out there and continue his streak of just like lighting the world on fire.
Yeah.
And I think Lamar's gonna do it too. You know what? I'm gonna shift it. I was gonna go Commanders 6.5. If it was 7, I would have went Commanders because I like getting the touchdown. But I could see the Ravens winning this game by a touchdown. So give me the over. There's going to be a ton of points scored in this game.
I'm going with the same thing, 51.5. This is kind of where I was at last week, taking the Bengals and the Ravens over. Is Bengals defense really didn't show me anything going into the week, and the Commanders defense still has not shown me, and neither has the Ravens, to be honest. They've given up chunk plays. They stopped Josh Allen, but that's really been an outlier at this point because Joe Burrow did whatever the hell he wanted last week.
Yeah.
And the Commanders offense has proved to me that they can do whatever the hell they want just as much.
Oh, absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
51.5 doesn't seem like enough points. So I will gladly take the over. But like you said, if that was at that 7, I would probably lean the Commanders. But I think you're right. With the Ravens, their run game, they're just going to control it. That doesn't mean their defense is going to stop the Commanders, but they'll probably win the game. Lamar has only lost like one or two games against the NFC in his entire life. So
yeah, and I do think it's going to be the best game of the week to watch, just because obviously.
Oh yeah, the 1 o'clock game. So
Lamar
far
and Jaden Daniels, like you know, they're both as electric as it gets as far as NFL quarterbacks are concerned. So I like the game. I like the over.
Love that. So we're on the same page there. We still have 9 minutes left, so we'll go through a couple more here. We have the Houston Texans at the New England Patriots. Texans are -7, over under 38. Drake May starting this game.
Yeah, Drake May is going to start. I think a lot of times when I feel like backup quarterbacks are kind of like interim head coaches in a sense. Like sometimes they come in. Like
oh, also Nico guys. Collins headed to the IR. Yeah. On a caveat there. Give them a little more information.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like, especially when they're a younger quarterback that people kind of have a lot of hope for, it kind of seems like the team might get up for Drake May, you know, like like they do for these interim head coaches and stuff. I don't think it's like going to it's not like they're going to like some like longtime veteran backup like yeah, just because their quarterback going, sucks. Yeah. Yeah, it's like kind of like they had that guy in there and now they're going to the young guy who they expect a lot from. So I think the Patriots are kind of excited. I think they're pretty solid defensively. 7 points seems like a lot, man, especially with the Texans losing their number one player on offense. And I'm going to go with the fact I don't think Drake May's fantastic, but I'm going to go with the fact that the Patriots hang in there. Give me the 7.
Oh, wow. I like that because I was going to say 7 might be a little too much too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with a little different front. I'll go with the under 38.5. I know it seems like a low number, but I don't know how much different Drake May is going to be than Jacoby Brissett, which, you know, they were scoring like 16 points a game with him. So it's got to be somewhere in that ballpark just because they're not that it's Drake May's fault, but just their offensive talent as a whole is not very good. So, but with that being said, Nico Collins went out for the Texans last week, and I think they scored 3 points in the second half. So if he's not playing this week, not sure if Joe Mixon is playing this week. I'll lean towards the under 38.5. Rookie quarterback, but they're home. Defense, like you said, has been unbelievable. Texans without Nico Collins, we'll see how they look. So under 38.5 is my pick for that game. Right, we still got time for one more here. We have our Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. Tampa Bay -3.5 on the road, over under 41.5. No Derek Carr this game. Spencer Rattler will be the starting quarterback.
No way, really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. But Derek Carr, though.
Oh, hold on a second. They're not going to roll with whoever that loser was they put in?
Let me check.
I'm a huge Spencer Rattler guy. I love Spencer Rattler. Don't tell me that.
I don't know if it's Spencer Rattler, but it should be.
No,
if
it's Jake like Hainer, I think. That's a big difference, dude.
Jake Hainer or Spencer. I'm not sure if it's confirmed who's going because the ESPN report as of Wednesday, will the Saints turn to Jake Hainer or Spencer Rattler if quarterback misses time? So I'm not exactly sure who's going to be starting this game.
All right. Well, there's two different picks for me.
Really? That?
Yeah. I love Spencer Rattler. I know he was, you know, he kind of faded into the abyss. He was supposed to be the guy, and then he kind of faded.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, and then he kind of faded away and whatever. But yeah, I love the Bucs here. Obviously, -3.5. Right? I mean, this guy who came in for Derek Carr stinks. Jake Hainer. I don't know who he is. I don't know anything about him, but. If this guy starts, give me Tampa all day. But if Spencer Rattler starts, like, dude, I like him. I don't think
I like Spencer Rattler too. So I don't
give me Spencer Rattler and the Saints at 3.5, and give me the Bucs -3.5 against Jake Hainer. this is who starts the football game. Once that starting quarterback gets announced, if it's Spencer Rattler, put me on the card for the Saints with whatever they're getting. And if it's Jake Hainer, then give me the Bucs and whatever they're laying.
Wow. So I'm going complete opposite. To me, it doesn't matter. Todd Bowles against rookie quarterbacks outside of Bo Nix. He's 9-5 against the spread against. So that'll be something that I'm leaning towards. Even if it's Rattler, I know they're home coming off a short week. And the Bucs coming off a bye. So the Bucs get some healthy defensive players back. And I think they should be able to... They're a good enough team now to me, the Buccaneers. I kind of feel confident in taking them. Looking back on it, them to beat the Commanders by 2+ touchdowns is looking more and more impressive by the week at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, bad loss against Denver, but then it's like you look what Denver has won their last couple games, and they look pretty good. So, like we said, week 6, you're starting to figure teams out. But either way, I'll probably be an inexperienced quarterback for the Saints, so... Give me the Buccaneers off the bye week, -3.5. All right, moving on to our next 1 o'clock game. We have The Cleveland Browns at the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles minus 8.5. Over under 42.5.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Jalen Hurts or Sirianni or whatever they got going on over there, but I love the rest of the team. And are all these guys coming back? Like, what's A.J. Brown's situation?
Yeah, they're all ready to go.
Yeah, if they're all geared up, I mean, the Browns are bad, man. The Browns are bad at football. Like, they're just not a good football team. So, yeah, I don't really care what the number is. I'm going to take the Eagles all day here.
I'm going to take the Eagles minus 8.5 as well. I think this is a totally different team. Off a bye, completely healthy. Totally different team with A.J. Brown back. Numbers will show that. Surprise, Sirianni didn't get fired going into the bye week. Probably would have liked him even more if he did get fired.
Yeah,
but,
he's terrible.
You know, the extra time, the Browns are just, they were hanging their hat on their defense being unbelievable. And they've just been getting ripped every week that we watch him play. And I think the team is coming to an understanding that Deshaun Watson is just horrible.
Dude, and I've been saying it for a few weeks now. Like, there is not a quarterback that's worse than him. Like,
this is bad to say because it's like, you know, it's like if you are betting, you can't have a team on the chalked list, but they are just unbettable until further notice. The Browns are just,
dude, 100%. I said that last week.
Yeah.
Literally, my take against the Commanders where I am not betting on the Cleveland. No. I don't care if you rewinded that game 10 times. Like, and the Browns, like, you couldn't get me to bet on the Browns. Like,
the offense
terrible.
Looked abysmal against the Commanders. Deshaun they scored Watson. A garbage time touchdown against the Commanders.
Yeah.
And a garbage time touchdown against Dallas as they were getting blown out. Every team, it's like they just get like.
Call me crazy. Deshaun Watson,
worst quarterback in the NFL.
In the NFL? Like, dude, he should be fighting tooth and nail for a backup spot.
Since he came to Cleveland Browns, he has more settled lawsuits for sexual assault than touchdowns passing.
That's crazy. So. He's terrible. The Browns overall are terrible. Like, they're just not good.
No. So until we see anything differently or if, like, hey, you know what? If Jameis Winston was starting this game, maybe we'd have a little different vibe going into it.
A little different? I would have it would be night and day different. But, yeah, no, Eagles all day.
Beautiful. Our last 1 o'clock game, we have the Colts at the Tennessee Titans. Colts are getting 1.5 over under 43.5.
What's the spread?
Colts get 1.5.
God almighty.
This is an ugly game.
like I don't really even know how this is 1.5. Like, I don't know how the Colts are getting points here. Like, who's not playing?
It's got to be Tennessee at home off a bye, right? I mean, that's what you think.
But who's not playing for the Colts? Somebody. I mean, this game is so, like, to take the Titans here is so ugly, I almost have to do it.
Yeah, because they're home off a bye. I mean, that's got to be it.
Oh, my God.
The Colts have the worst fourth quarter points given up on defense.
I hate, like, this pick is terrible, but I'm gonna take the Titans minus 1.5, and I have no reason why I'm doing it.
Jonathan Taylor did not practice today. Neither did Anthony Richardson. Neither did Michael Pittman.
Is Will Levis starting?
Oh, yeah. He's still a starter for this
team. My God. This might be the most embarrassing pick of all time, but I'm going to take the Titans minus 1.5. And to be totally honest with you, like, I have no idea why. I think the Colts should win this game. The Colts are the better team. I think is Joe Flacco playing?
It seems that way. Like,
yeah,
it's
I mean,
that way.
Joe Flacco looked good. Yeah, I have no real reason other than just like I have no idea how this spread is 1.5. I guess, like you said, off a bye at home, I just give me the Titans minus 1.5.
Yeah, the injury report for the Colts is not great. So you got to think, like, hopefully they've been preparing for this game for 2 weeks now. Division game. I'll take the Titans too. Just so I hate this game though. I really do.
Yeah,
I don't know who. Like, if the Colts came in and won convincingly, I'd be like,
of course. Yeah.
Or if the Titans ended up winning by a touchdown, I'd be like, you know what? I could have saw that coming. The Colts had everyone injured.
Give me the Titans minus 1.5. Yeah. For absolutely no fucking reason.
Same here. Not much detail to go into with this game. We're going to move into the 4 o'clock games now on the Sunday slate. Our first one that we have, the Chargers and Justin Herbert at Denver. Denver getting 3 points, over under 35.5.
Damn. Is it too early to kind of hop on Denver's train here? Like,
no, because I'm about to board with you.
I know. I love Herbert. I do, but I do think he's banged up. I do think that the offense they're running is a little strange. I mean, they're just not really throwing the ball. They don't really have the weapons I think that they're used to having. But their defense Denver, has played well. I know their matchups have been defensive friendly, I guess you would say. Like, I think the Chargers defense has played pretty well, but Denver's defense is playing real good. Bo Nix is definitely looks like he's turned a little bit of a corner. Looks like he's playing a lot better. Give me Denver at home getting 3.
Man, I'm so split between the two. I went to this pick last week. I'm going to go for it again, under 35.5. I don't like the Chargers offense. I don't like Denver's offense. I think, you know, the Chargers getting a week to prepare off the bye. I still don't think they should be favored in this game, but you know what? It's two good defenses and two teams that are just banking on running the ball back and forth.
It's real hard to like bet Bo Nix over Justin Herbert, but that's not what we're doing.
You know? I mean, the defense is coming to play. Everything comes into play, which both teams, their defense has looked great this year. Offense, both very suspect. So, I mean, it's such a low number, but I'll lean under the 35.5.
Yeah, I like that.
Another tough pick. Another ugly 4 o'clock game is we have the Steelers at the Las Vegas Raiders. Steelers are -3, over under 36.5.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with George Pickens. I think he's incredibly talented, but he's a fucking bozo.
He makes some awful decisions sometimes.
Yeah, he's turning into like AB almost, like when he lost his mind. Like, I don't really even know what's going on. He's coming out with eye black that says fucking open always and then getting 3 catches for 21 yards or something like that. I don't know. Like, he's just a strange bird.
I don't get the whole eye black thing.
Yeah, he's a little weird. He's obviously has a terrible relationship with the organization. They're kind of trying to keep it under wraps as best as they can, but it looks like he's just an absolute distraction. With all that said, the Steelers have dropped a few recently.
Yeah,
true. And to only be when they're at home?
No, Raiders are at home.
Raiders are at home. I mean, so Steelers are basically at home.
Yeah, it'll be a Steelers. Yeah. You'll see the terrible
Yeah. So Raiders don't have much of a home field advantage being where they're at, and I'm sure a lot of the Steelers fans will travel for that game. Yeah, give me the Steelers -3. Give me the Steelers -3. I don't really love this game either, but I'm not a huge Justin Fields guy. George Pickens seems like he's kind of lost his mind already. But give me the Steelers -3 here.
Man, I was going to go one or two ways. You know what? I'm going to go with the under 36.5.
Wow, big under guy this week.
I also love, I do like the Steelers -3. And like, I'm up in the air about which one is going to be one of my best bets. But with Aiden O'Connell coming in, I can't see him moving the ball at all.
Yeah, no Davante Adams, right?
No Davante Adams. Aiden O'Connell can't throw. The Raiders don't have good running backs. I mean, you got Abdullah, Mattinson. Yeah. I mean, they're splitting time over there with Zadir White. Nothing on this offense scares me at all, which should make me lean to the Steelers, you would think. But no one on the Steelers scares me at all. So I think the Steelers defense on the road has historically been unbelievable. So this is a must-win game, must-show-up game, and for them to win this game, they are going to have to hold to the Raiders under points. So 36.5 seems like way too much, because I don't even think the Steelers in Dallas got over that number.
Yeah, I don't know what the final was, but yeah, I like the Steelers defense in this matchup against Aiden O'Connell with no Davante Adams. And
I could see the Steelers defense scoring a touchdown this week.
Yeah. I kind of like this spot the Steelers are in. Kind of came out on fire, kind of cooled off a little bit. I think their defense has still stayed strong, so I like them in this spot. I'm going to take the Steelers.
Perfect. We have the Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina Panthers. Falcons minus six, over under 46 and a half.
Falcons might get there on their own.
Yeah, Carolina's defense is so bad.
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna weigh it, dude. I'm gonna weigh it. I mean, what they did last week was pathetic. And what Kirk Cousins did last week was incredible. I don't think he's going to repeat that. I mean, I don't think the guy's going to throw for 500 yards. But
well, I feel like, you know what? He missed a lot of throws and still ended up with 500 yards.
Yeah, but it's such a rarity to see that in the NFL that I don't think it's, like, repeatable. But I definitely think his having a good performance is repeatable. And against Carolina, it's about as repeatable as it gets. Yeah. So I'm going to take the Falcons in this spot. I don't really know what to make of them, like, if they're, like, fake good or really good. And Kyle Pitts kind of got himself back involved this week. And yeah, the Carolina's defense is just so bad. It's going to be very difficult to not roll with whoever they're playing at this point.
I think the Falcons are getting better week by week. You know, you can see their offense getting better. Mooney is involved. And like you said, Pitts just got more involved last week. Drake London is unbelievable. The one bad spot for them is Ben Robinson, you know, but eventually he's got
Bijan Robinson.
So it's like, you know, eventually he's got to figure it out. I'll give the 6 points too. I think the Panthers are just now figuring out, you know, in the beginning they were riding high off Andy Dalton, new change at quarterback. Oh, look at all the, but then when you look at it in retrospect, they just beat the Raiders, who are a terrible team.
Yeah.
Got and lost to the Bengals and then lose to the Bears. So I think the Falcons are a better team than the Bears, so I'll lay the 6 points on the road with you right there. All right, electric game coming up. We have the Detroit Lions at the Dallas Cowboys. Lions minus three on the road, over under 52.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm going to take Dallas. I'm going to take Dallas and the 3 points at home. I think Dallas played much better than the final score ended up last week. I think Dallas outplayed the Steelers by a lot, and I think that Dallas looked good and came downfield when it counted at the end and threw that touchdown. I mean, some could say that that's like a fluky ending, but I think that, you know, they finished strong. Dak comes through big, throws that touchdown to win the game against a really good defense, and I think they dominated the Steelers as far as just like football goes, like the stats. They dominated the stats. They just dominated the game, and it just the final score didn't show it. So I think I think Detroit's going to eat up, is going to get a lot of points here with all the injuries Dallas has on defense. I mean, they're decimated on defense. What's the over?
52.
Oh my God. yeah, that's high. I don't know if it'll get that high, but I'll take Dallas getting points at home. I feel more comfortable with that than I do with the over, even though I do think the over probably still hits. But, yeah, give me Dak and Dallas getting 3 points at home.
I have no choice but to go the opposite way. I'm going to go with the Lions minus three. Don't feel that great about it, but the over-under is too high. Dallas decimated on defense, like you said. And even if they weren't, they were just giving up chunks anyway. The Lions' offensive line is by far the best in the league. Their run game looks unbelievable. And what is Dallas assess? You know, what do they give up the most? The run. So when you have Montgomery back there and Jahmyr Gibbs, I think the Lions move the ball at will. They kind of do whatever they want against Dallas. It hurts me to say that because I also do like Dallas too.
I don't disagree with
their defense. Is just like, can they keep up the scoring with the Lions? Because I know the Lions are going to score this game. Can Dallas keep up with the scoring? And with Dallas, I mean, with the Lions, this is kind of like a revenge game for them. Off their boneheaded decisions last year when they lost in Dallas, I think they're kind of looking for some revenge here.
Yeah.
I think they're a little better team with Jameson Williams is looking a lot better. So I'll lay the 3 points, even though it's on the road. Give me Detroit here. The Sunday night game. We have the Cincinnati Bengals at Dylan's favorite team, the New York Football Giants. Right now, the Bengals minus three, over under 48 and a half. Now, there are some books that give the minus three. There are some books minus 3.5. You'll have to do that research on your own. But Dylan, what are you thinking here for your Giants?
Giants, no way around it, man. Giants have been playing better than I expected. I don't think they're at the point where I can consider them a really good football team. I think they're just kind of a scrappy team that is annoying to play. Their defensive front is good. It looks like whoever they have running the ball, they went from 26 yards rushing to going to the backup to having 100-plus yards rushing. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really know what to make of that. They've been giving Danny Dimes some time to throw the football. He's looked really, really good. Slayton stepped up and played some Malik Nabers last week. He looked good. But I do think that the Bengals have just caught some awful breaks this year. They don't punt against Washington and lose. Like, yeah. then they turn around and then they turn around, score 30 again and beat Carolina, which isn't that impressive. But then they turn around and go play the Ravens and they score a gazillion points. Their kicker shanks a field goal and they lose that one. So they've lost so many heartbreaker games. Joe Burrow looks great. Jamar Chase looks great. T. Higgins looks good.
Yeah.
Their offense looks like it's geared up to score 30 points basically every time they step out on the field. And I don't think the Giants have looked good, but I don't think they've looked 30 points good, 35 point good. So I'm going to weigh the 3 points here. I know everyone's going to hate on me because I've just basically rolled against the Giants every week, but I'll give them credit. They look good, but I mean, Joe Burrow and the Bengals, they don't win this game, their season's over.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I mean, so Joe Burrow, you know, season on the line against the New York Giants, I don't think it's really been his fault that they've lost in the first place, and I do think that the Bengals will give up a lot of points, but I think the Bengals will outscore the Giants here.
This is the hardest game of the week for me. So, Daniel Jones in primetime spots, which this is, he's 1-12.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hard to go with that and be like, yeah, give me the Giants. Like, I know that's just a straight win-loss record. Like, 3.5 is such a big one, but you know what? I will take the Giants plus 3.5 at home. I think Brian Daboll's got this team kind of grooving right now. Neighbors will come back. This is really a play, not against Joe Burrow and that offense. They've looked great. The Giants defense has shown me that the last couple weeks, they can be elite. They held Washington to not scoring a touchdown. Then they kind of made Geno Smith in Seattle look terrible.
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt about that. I mean, Seattle scored 20 points and 7 of it came off a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So I'm a big believer in the Giants defense. I was on them in the beginning of the year, saying that pass rush can be very good.
Yeah.
This is a play surely against the Bengals. I'm with you that this is the Bengals season right here. I felt like I've said that for like 2 straight weeks, but I mean, like, this is past the point of they need to win this game. It's to the point where this defense is full out. There's some concern about what's going on in that side of the ball.
Like 1-4, you have to start thinking, like, do we just bench Burrow and keep him healthy? Like, you know, I mean, like, Jesus Christ.
Something's got to be made with the head coach, to me, personally. Like, when a team this talented is 1-4, like, something's got to be made from above, like, just playing perspective. Obviously, the team's just not getting up for these games.
Or a defense. D-coordinator's got to go or something.
Yeah, something's got to change. So, the Giants have proven to me they can move the ball, at least on their opponent's side of the field. 3.5, I'll take the hook with this one. Last game we have Monday night. The Bills at our New York Jets. Spread is 2.5, over under 40.5. What do you got?
Jets, man. Aaron Rodgers looks like just looks so bad last week. Me and Shane sat here and watched the whole game, and the defense just did everything they could to keep him in it, and Aaron Rodgers did everything he could to give it away.
If I told you Sam Darnold was going to throw for 140 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick, what would you thought the score was going to be?
I know. It's the same story with the Jets. I mean, look what they did against Denver, and they just couldn't score. And it just seems like I know they fired Saleh, and I know that that's a big boost for them because, you know, everybody will get behind this guy who had a mohawk and played for the fucking 49ers 100 years ago. So I know everybody will get fucking pumped up for this guy, but I'm not going against Josh Allen here. The Jets have just broke my heart too many times in a row, and I just don't think they're good enough to keep up with the Bills. So Josh Allen's record against the Bills, I don't know what it is, but I've watched him play terrible against the Jets for many, many games. So at least last year. So, and I think even the year prior, I think he doesn't really have the greatest history against the Jets. But yeah, I think Josh Allen feels a lot of pressure in this spot. He basically lost the game for his team last week, just launching the ball downfield in the spot where they needed to run. So give me the Bills. Give me the Bills laying 2.5. They're not even laying a field goal. And the Bills are just a better football team, in my opinion. So give me the Bills.
All right. I'm going to have to take the Jets here. I know it's total homer picks. No one's even going to listen to this portion of the podcast about our Jets takes. But teams that fire their head coach normally tend to cover the spread the following week, the 65% rate. So I will lean on the Jets this week, getting 2.5 at home for a Bills team who... It's so crazy because in the beginning of the year, I was against the Bills for all the reasons that I'm going to, you know, for the reasons the last couple weeks that they haven't looked good. Their defense is bad and they have no offensive talent. They kind of fooled us scoring 34 whatever against the Cardinals, terrible defense. And they beat the crap out of the Jags at home, terrible defense. And they play two small, can't score against the Ravens, great defense. And couldn't score against the Texans, mediocre defense. So they're going up against top five defense here in the Jets. I don't think they're going to score a lot of points. I'm going to lean on the Jets here, bounce back. Both teams need this, but this is for first in division this game. So
yeah, I mean, the Jets need it bad. I think, what's his name? Doesn't Aaron Rodgers have a high ankle sprain?
Low ankle sprain. He played with it last week. Obviously, it didn't look good last week, but I just think this is more of a play on, you know, the Bills coming back. The teams are starting to figure him out. And good defenses will be able to stop Josh Allen. Historically, he hasn't played well against the Jets, especially on the road. It's supposed to be a rainy day that Monday night. So that's also
the rain in the Jets. It even pushes me more towards the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, every time the Jets have a home game, it rains. So Dylan's taking the Bills minus 2.5. I'll take the Jets plus 2.5. So now we'll move forward to our three best bets of the week. Do you want to kick us off first? We got 5 minutes here.
You can go. You can go.
All right. I will just double dip back into what we just talked about. Jets plus 2.5 is my best bet of the week.
Oh, my God. Okay.
My favorite one. Josh Allen never plays well against them. Give me a rainy day. He hasn't thrown any interceptions yet this year, which is very uncharacteristic of him. Wet day, maybe he'll fumble a little bit. I just think the Jets defense is going to be like a motivator. I mean, they've already looked great so much this year, but really more of a play against the Bills offense than it is. Not that the Jets offense has looked good at all, but I think the change up of Nathaniel Hackett not calling plays anymore will be a refresher for them. Maybe there's still a chance to get Davante Adams this week. I don't know, but I'll take the home team in prime time. Give me the Jets plus 2.5.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna roll with the Eagles minus, what is it, 8.5?
8.5.
Yeah, I'll take the Eagles minus 8.5. Off a bye, everybody comes back. Everybody, you know, the Eagles need to step it up a little bit, and the Browns are just fucking terrible. So give me the Eagles minus 8.5. Don't love Hurts, don't love Sirianni, but I think they're gonna roll the Browns. So
love that. My second best bet will be the Cardinals Packers over 47.5. Doesn't seem like a high enough number for two mediocre defenses. I think both offenses can put up numbers. Both offenses are, you know, capable of turning the ball over, which just creates more points. So that's my second one.
Yeah, I'm going to do what's the over-under on the Commanders game again?
51.5.
Give me the over 51.5 as my second best bet in the Commanders Ravens game. I just think that is just going to be an absolute shootout. I could see that being one of those games where nobody punts, you know.
Yeah,
it's just
100%.
Crazy. I just think that's going to be such a high scoring, high flying football game. So give me the second best bet will be Ravens Commanders over.
Wow. All right. My third best bet, I will take the Steelers-Raiders. I'll go under the 36.5. Real low number here, but really just banking on the defense of the Steelers, just not giving the Raiders any type of points whatsoever. Steelers offense hasn't really looked that great to begin with, so you know, I could see the Steelers winning this game 17-14 or 17-10, something around those lines, but still not over 36.5. So that'll be my third best bet. Unfortunately, we have no Shane here this week.
Did I do a third one or no?
Oh, no, you didn't. You're okay, sorry.
So usually my third one is just going to be, this is like a spiteful fucking bet just because fuck the Seahawks, but I'm going to take the Niners minus the 3.5 on Thursday night.
All right. I like that, though. I was bouncing around with that one.
They ruined my year, dude. Like, the Seahawks ruined my year last week. Like, like that basically puts an end to most of my gambling for a long time. So give me the Niners laying 3.5.
I like that. I can totally see that happening. I mean, waking up Friday morning and seeing the 49ers scoring 40 on Seattle would not surprise me.
Yeah. Well, all the injuries, double short week. I think it's going to be one of those where you're just like, yeah, obviously the Niners rolled them.
Yeah. You know? 3.5. Yeah. I mean, I should have taken that. But all right, to close out the week, like I said, we don't have Sugar Shane here. He decided to take his dog on a hiking trip instead of joining us on the podcast. Hopefully he's back next week. Just, you know, going into this week, just want to say keep following us and commenting and liking all of our posts, Double or Nothing Podcast on every single social media platform that there is, all the way from Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcast, everything. Give us a subscribe and like on YouTube as well. We fully appreciate it. And looking forward to NFL Week 7 already.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm starting to realize that us being right really doesn't do us any good. You know, I mean, all the comments, all the likes, all the views, it all comes to
when we're wrong.
Yeah, when we're wrong. So, you know,
misery loves company.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, as much as I say, hopefully these picks are good, I kind of hope they're bad, you know. you know. We'll turn it around and we'll see you next week. How much time we got left?
1 minute, 30 seconds.
1 minute and 30 seconds. Okay. Yeah, I might just throw this in there. Yeah, I don't know if you guys can see up on top of the mantle here. I got a bunch of sports cards I put up there. You probably can't see them zoomed in, but a bunch of sports cards I've gotten from different breaks in the past and, you know, buying into these different breaks, Chips Rips and AC Breaks and all these other guys that do these backyard breaks, all these different streams. So I think I'm going to start to get into that a little bit. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, sports memorabilia. Yeah, sports memorabilia, sports cards. I mean, the helmets, the cards, all that stuff. So if that's the kind of stuff you guys are interested in, then keep an eye out for that. I'm definitely looking into maybe purchasing a couple of cards, downtowns, kabooms, some of these RPAs, and kind of just doing some sports card rips. So if that's the kind of thing you're into, then stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll be doing it all here. All
right.
Thank you, guys.